This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We talked a bit, Felix, Catherine, and I, about what today's jobs report might mean for Janet Yellen, the Federal Reserve, and interest rates, at least timing-wise. And while the news was good today, Dr. Yellen and her colleagues will be looking for a dark lining in the silver cloud, inflation, and the worry that as unemployment falls, prices will rise. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains.
There's a pretty simple idea in economics. As unemployment falls, wages start to rise. Michael Strain is an economist at the American Enterprise Institute. He says it's based on supply and demand.
If there are fewer unemployed workers around, then workers are relatively more scarce, and companies have to be more competitive to attract workers. And the way that they compete is by offering higher wages.
Economic models say this happens when the economy hits a certain threshold called the natural rate of unemployment. Right now, that's thought to be around 5.5%, which is why inflation hawks say wages and prices could accelerate soon. Except, says UCLA economist Roger Farmer,
there are currently no signs of wage inflation reemerging.
That may be because there are a lot of people who have dropped out of the workforce. They aren't counted as unemployed, but many do want jobs. Others are working part-time but want full-time work, explains Douglas Holtz Aiken at the American Action Forum.
If, as the unemployment rate goes down, some of those people flood back in, well, that slack takes some of the pressure off the inflation process.
Also, says economist Mark Cooperberg at Swarthmore College, employers could pay workers more without raising their prices. That's because with new technology, we're worth more than we used to be.
It's like I became twice as productive. I started producing twice as much per hour, but I was only paid 50% more, not 100% more. So there, I could, in principle, be paid that other 50%, and there still would be no inflation pressure.
All reasons why a lot of economists now think we could have significantly lower unemployment without setting off the scary spiral of inflation. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.